Sussex County Council meeting on July 23rd, 2019. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one change today. Under grant request number four, we can strike Millsboro Little League request.
Can I motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yet motion carried. We had the minutes of July 16th. Any corrections, questions? Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
There is no correspondence today.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger. Remind everybody that you get 3 minutes to discuss anybody with council you want to, and the lights come on green, you can start. Amber, you got a minute left, and red, we ask you to stop. Mr. Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Is what I need is I have been complaining with the expiration dates for the board members for planning and zoning and board of adjustment for a while now. I think I proved last month basically about the board of adjustment when you're having three of them expire on the same year. Next year with the planning and zoning, you also have three members coming up on the for 2020 expiration. It should be a simple fix somehow to get it to where we do not have three members expiring in the same year. I think discussing how you only had two members on the board of adjustment at the last meeting of the term that could vote on hearings, and they couldn't even defer it because they couldn't come back and vote on it if they did. I would like for you to start fixing that. I asked a while ago about to finish up on the assisted living ordinance, that where convalescent nursing homes and homes for the aged was left in one part of board of adjustment in the county code, that needs to be removed. This way that completely goes away. The other thing issue is with the convalescent nursing homes and all of that being moved to now planning and zoning and county council, where it should belong, because it's a land use decision, was an excellent move and completed the process. Now with the timing, it seems like the meetings that you have been having, seems like there's a lot of time left in the day that things can get accomplished. And board of adjustments, and it came up for studio apartments, garage apartments coming here. Well, if that's a land use decision, you may want to consider looking at that to be pulled away from board of adjustments and not be the mobile home hardship. There is a difference between the hardship variance, special use exception, and the garage studio apartments. With all the stuff, all the developments that's coming, everybody trying to manipulate the code and taking, whether they go to board of adjustment or go to planning and zoning for picking and choosing, which one's going to be the easiest one to do the decision. Because like we discussed for the last 3 or 4 years, what's a hardship, or with the five criteria, or how does it adversely affect? It seriously needs to be looked at. It needs to be completed, because there's a lot of, seems like hypocrisy going on between why one goes here and one goes to the board of adjustment. If we were consistent, then I wouldn't have much of an argument. But the inconsistencies are dramatic when you watch all three boards. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to know one thing. I want to know who sits up here. Because it is aggravating, it's all getting aggravated. And then when you go to listen to it on the internet, guess what? All you hear is paper shuffling. And I think it's time you guys get your head on straight and quit.
Thank you, sir. DJ Hughes.
Thank you all. I will pay attention to the clock, Mr. Vincent. Name is DJ Hughes, 16566 Sweetwater Drive in Milton, Delaware. I think most of you know me, and I've talked about this issue on several occasions, but the prioritization of the projects on Route 1, we have another 5 points meeting coming up Monday night, and recently the city of Lewis actually took steps as a board to cancel to send a letter to DelDOT asking them to reprioritize and do the project to the south first, which is basically Route 1 minus Conaway Road. That's what it's called, but it also addresses New Road, Tulip Drive, and Janus Road. And I believe it's 8 total crossovers that that fixes, which are all fairly dangerous. That's kind of a subjective term, but there's a lot of accidents at most of those crossovers. So that and Cave Neck Road, to me, it's a no-brainer. They need to occur first. If we take that signal out of 16, you'll be able to get on at I-95, and there'll be nothing stopping traffic until you get to 5 points. It's going to help the Pennsylvania Navy, but it's not going to help any of us. So I ask you to take the stance that Lewis did as a body and as a group. It's not even in the city of Lewis, but it is in Sussex County for sure. It's in Mr. Burton's district, and I think it's incumbent upon you to do so and let them know that, you know, this is our traffic, our families that are traveling through these intersections, and we need them to get their priorities straight. They talk about crashes and data and that sort of stuff. Well, the fact is there's a lot more crashes to the south. The Minus Conaway Road, I think, project addresses almost 200 crashes. I think 16 addresses 76. The amount of personal injury crashes and angle collisions, which are the ones where people get hurt, are way more significant down south, and they're continuing today, and it's only going to get worse if they remove that signal. So I'm going to submit some stuff to you too. I think there was Mr. Lutz from DelDOT was down here, and he is a very good engineer, but Mr. Burton and I think Mr. Hudson had some questions for him, and I believe he misspoke on a couple of the things. The amount of traffic that is added to Route 1 from the signal being removed in Little Heaven is actually 130 vehicles per hour, but they haven't told us when they removed the 16 signal how many more that's going to add. And he quoted the splits incorrectly. The splits are actually, when you get to 16, north of 16 is 21. It's only 2,400 north of 5 points. He quoted 3,400. So it's only 300 more per their own map at 5 points than it is at 16. So the backups are definitely going to go longer. They go route about Cave Neck Road today. They're going to go longer. So I need to appreciate it if y'all could take some action on that. And I'm going to hand this in.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for July 23rd, 2019, item number one. Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for June 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 197 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of June. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the residents at Rehoboth Bay, aka Love Creek Marina, received substantial completion effective July 16th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Roberts.
It was a joint effort. Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. We have a couple of, it's almost probably been a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were before you, the council engineer team, to do the changes to Chapter 110. At this point, we addressed a number of the EDU issues, but we had a couple of legacy ones we have to address. And it really deals with, and you all know this quite well, we charge on an EDU basis, which means we have to be vigilant about keeping our EDU categories up to date and reflect the current state of the projects that are coming through the county engineer's office. First was one error we had to correct. That was our error we created when we made this one assessment. But the new categories are really the key thing, plus the deletion of old ones. We're seeing more and more healthcare facilities come through, and we really did not have any good way to assess them. So we're trying to come up with the categories. After a lot of research went into this, emergency-type facilities, nursing home-type facilities, and pure hospitals. So what you see here is what is a fair way to assess them, and also a relatively quick way to assess them, because if you ever looked at a plan for a hospital, and you try to figure out what gets done by square footage, what gets done by fixture units, and then try to meld the two together and not have overlap or not have gaps, it's very cumbersome. So we shared this information with our various healthcare providers, and especially the engineers, to see how this all fits. And I guess looking in the room, I don't see anybody either in favor or objecting to it, but it is, in my opinion, in the engineering department's opinion, it provides a good balance. And the other one was sort of a legacy issue. We had gas stations, so we really don't have gas stations anymore, so that had to come out, because you already addressed convenience stores, so that's now really, that's the world, the gas stations today. Would we really have service? And we have dealerships. So we looked at, we have dealerships without base, we have dealerships which offer service. So, and then a combination thereof and individually. So you see three new categories and the deletion of the two old gas station categories. So here, that's where we are today. That's what that ordinance does. Puts us on track with the healthcare side and with the car sales and service side.
And so keep in mind, this is just for introduction today, right? It's your decision. We'll still have to have the hearing before you all submitted it.
Any questions, Council?
Are schools included in that or no?
Schools are already covered. We have no, we have very good agreement on schools in the EDU assessment.
Okay.
Nobody's proposed anything different or requested special consideration or research. So these are the things, I mean, we've had specific requests from the healthcare side.
Right.
You, the county, you need to address that gap. And we did. We had to address the gap. That was the biggest gap. And when we looked at the other categories, really the gas station sort of jumped out. We should have addressed them when we addressed the convenience stores.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Mr. Rudd, if you'd read the short title.
This is an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, Chapter 110, Article 13, Section 110-88, subsections D and H thereof, relating to the establishment of annual service charges, determination of amount of charge.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton, introduce it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Andrea Wald, federal payment in lieu of taxes. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of Council. A check in the amount of $38,898 has been received from the United States Department of the Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2018. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and from a supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as the other county tax collections as the county has done in the past. If you don't have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the accounting department's recommended distribution of the refuge revenue sharing funds as follows. Milford School District, $7,859.04. Cape and Lopin School District, $25,035.46. Sussex Tech, $2,262.34. Sussex County, $3,348.55. And Sussex County Libraries, $392.61.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
Can I see a copy of this?
You will.
So I can give you numbers all stretched. I know I've been able to see it.
Right here. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Scoot over.
Morning, Council, ladies and gentlemen. I have with me Bobby Rogers, representing Environmental Services. He's part of our fleet team. Our fleet team that consists of Mike Costello, Andrea Wall, Kelly Collins, Dave Elliott, Tina Jamerson, Sherita Bell, and Sherry Collins collaboratively during the year put together the vehicle request for proposals, and we send it out soon after you approve the budget, and then we come back here for council award. So we're back today for council award. We had two bidders on the vehicles and one bidder on the EMS upfits to the Suburbans. So what happens is after you approve the RFP award, then we go back and work with each individual department for what they have budgeted and what you approved at budget times and order the vehicles, so we have the vehicles that are consistent and fit within our needs. And we wanted to thank you up front for the past couple years of supporting the vehicle replacement program. If a lot of our older vehicles have gotten replaced with nice stuff, and everybody is appreciative of that. So we have 17 vehicles that are in the budget that will be, if you approve, we'll work with the individual departments to procure over the next year. I'll take any questions.
I see Bob in here. You said you you go on our website in two newspapers, and you sent to, who are the local vendors you sent the bids to?
So we send them to Hertert and IG Burton and First State Chevy.
Okay. And so First State, IG Burton didn't respond?
They did not. Hertert has the biggest fleet department around. They did get some competition this year with Winter Ford. So we are happy to have two. When I was here last year, we only had one bid. So we did get two this year to give a little competition to Hertert.
Question
to
Council? Mr. Burton?
Is there just nobody? There's only one bid for the upfitter, I think, both times.
Yeah.
Is there?
It's really a specialty truck that we've done, and you know, we put it out there. But to
how far out do you go with that? I mean, there's probably not two people in this area, but
no, you would have to go. One guy showed interest before in Kanawha, and he bid a couple years ago, and then you have to go really up into Pennsylvania to get to the next closest somebody that's...
Because there was a guy in Wilmington that used to do it.
Diamond State. He's no longer in business.
Okay.
Yeah, Diamond State used to do it up there. So we're kind of happy to bring it back local. It's easier for me to do it local. You know, I know I like the competition to get the price down, but it's really a specialty vehicle that somebody's really going to have to show an interest to do the work. So,
thank you.
But I get that.
Mr. Riley,
on the last three vehicles, at least three, looked like Winter's price was lower. But I'm wondering, is it the combined price between the vehicle and the service body together that you're looking at?
Let Bobby speak of that. Yeah.
Yes, those vehicles are more apt for environmental services, and we would be putting the service body on them. So when we added the actual vehicle price and the service body, Hertert come in cheaper on...
So it's a combined...
The super cab, but the crew cab, Winter Ford was cheaper on for the 350 model.
Yeah, the super cab is what they put the crane on to lift the wastewater pumps out. So you can't buy the chassis from one dealer and then take it over to the other one and say, oh, well, no. I bought it cheaper here, you put the body on. Right. So, I mean, it would be nice, but it kind of doesn't work that way. So,
any more questions, Council? You have a motion, sir?
I have two, actually.
Okay.
So,
read the first one.
Okay. I said, be it moved that Sussex County Council accepts from the lowest bidder, Hertert Fleet Services of Milford, Delaware, request for various vehicle proposals, specifications A, F, G-1, G-2-1, H-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I-2, and Winter Ford of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, specifications B, C, E, I, 2025-1 for the 2020 model year.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any question?
Is these vehicles being
Wilson
removed because of age or because of mileage?
Both. We're looking at around 150,000 to get them out. A lot of airs have more than 150,000, and then age, 10 years of age.
So we're getting our stations a lot closer now. We won't have to get rid of vehicles as often now, right? Or because they're not.
Well, the issue with that is there's more people here. We're running more calls, so yeah. We're driving more. EMS is driving more miles, trying to keep up with the call volume. And you know what? There's a correlation between paramedic calls and wastewater. They both go up. So we're not going to drive less miles. So we're going to wear out the vehicles.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Obviously, she carries the next motion.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council accepts from the lowest bidder, First Duke Customs LLC of Seaford, Delaware, the retrofit of 19 EMS anti-idle HVAC systems and 4 EMS response suburban upfits.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your work, guys. Appreciate it. Mr. Medlars, please come right on down.
Mr. President, thank you very much. I tried to fill the time.
Yes.
So we added a number of items on the agenda. The first one, we have both of our managers present from past and future, or still present and future, I should say. And they really were Mr. Hickens certainly instrumental in the airport development of the old master plan. So Mr. Littleton will be taking over the new master plan. This is coming up. You've heard that in the budget meetings we are doing our master plan. This is the piece which is funded by the FAA, and it really gives us the opportunity for the local input in how we want to structure our master plan, how we structure our development of the various pieces on the airport. So this is a twofold memo, as you can see, AB. You have previously touched the selection of the airport consultant. Remember, that was a performance-based selection. No monies were changing hands at that point. We had no task orders in it. Now, the second one is now we had to put the task order on. The first big task order is the airport master plan development. We request a proposal. Then we have to do an independent FAA-required review. That gets paid for. It's eligible for the FAA funding. It came within the required percentages, and we feel that the proposal from Johnson McFarland, or McFarland Johnson, I have to say McFarland Johnson, is within these guidelines, and we feel it's equitable. FAA agreed with that, so now FAA will then move the master grant, the grant agreement for that component for next fiscal year in place. That puts you for the second action where you accept it. You remember, it comes with strings attached. There's a whole number of assurances. So when you accept the money, you grant the assurances, and we have to follow the assurances. In this case, Mr. Littleton will have to follow the assurances. But but that's sort of like a 1-2 punch, and number 2 punch comes with strings attached.
Sure. Okay. You have a motion?
I have 2 motions.
I'm sure of that, but yeah. Read your first one.
Let's do the first one. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council accepts the Federal Aviation Administration's grant offer of $516,727 as the United States share of 90% of the allowable costs incurred in accomplishing the project master plan update.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Maybe a question. Mr. Wilson.
How much money did Mr. Parker give us from the deferred grant?
Our senator is involved in the appropriations.
Yes.
So he's not, this is not what's known as a, formerly known as a STAG grant. It's not a special grant to the airport. It comes through the FAA. appropriations. We have a certain allocation we apply for, if we're within that or if we need additional funds. So he is a great supporter of the airport. He's very much involved. But you cannot say that he, as the Senator of Delaware, makes that particular allocation. It is a Congress of the United States, through the FAA, gives the county that allocation.
But I still didn't understand how much he gave.
He didn't give anything. The FAA gave this.
Well, he gave to the
airport. No, he didn't give it to him. No, the FAA gave this to the airport.
How much money came to the airport?
$516,727.
Yeah. So we're going to give this all to the contractor, right?
Correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
So I was asked how I was going to spend the money. I'm glad.
There you go. To the contractor.
We're going to spend it all back to our contractor.
But, Councilman, that's an excellent question, because without you accepting the grant, we can't give anything to the contractor. So that's a one-step process.
So actually, if he hadn't given us no money, we'd have had that money to spend. We wouldn't be spending, right?
If the FAA turned us down on that first motion,
okay,
we would have no second motion. That is correct.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure most of them understand what I'm trying to say here.
Okay, we're good now. Okay, we voted. We had Mr. Hudson, Mr. Riley, now Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Your second motion, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now that we have money to spend, be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the engineering services agreement between Sussex County and McFarland Johnson Incorporated to provide professional services for the Sussex County Project A-19-32 Airport Master Plan Update for a lump sum amount of $571,392. Please note this includes our 10%.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Now you can go back to work. Spend this money.
The generally run equipment contract, you know, is near and dear to our hearts at the engineering department. And we're in year two of this particular cycle. It's a three-year cycle. Based on the performance, you, Council, concur to the renewal for this FY20 fiscal year. We had previously, in the initial renewal, given you a list of six categories where we put certain funding numbers in as per the budget. When we looked at the priorities and saw that an issue has arisen in Chapel Branch, sewer district expansion, which requires is the wrong word, which sort of begs for our immediate involvement. The association from Oakcrest Farms has a compliance issue, and you know they're one of our partners in that sewer district, and we can help them out. And discussing it with our finance director, Ms. Jennings, if we move their component forward and put it into that particular contract, we will get them out of that permit predicament, and that would then become immediate customers. They would immediately bill. They would carry the cost for that. So that's one component. The other one is when we're looking at what is the most immediate relief to the Inland Bays water disposal. It's the connection with the Artesian Water Resources rapid infiltration beds. That particular piece is tied up in the budget of the Inland Bays effluent water loop. So we're pulling some very limited monies out of that and put it in the time and material contract, because it will provide us relief by the end of this year for the upcoming winter season, versus if we waited till the entire contract is designed and bid, would be 18 months from now. So it sort of buys us a year and a half.
Sure.
Pardon me?
It reduces the time.
It buys us that extra time. Yes, and I think this is a very competitive contract, so it does really not cost us any more. But from a timing standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to move that small amount out of the effluent loop and move it into this time and material contract. And the last one is we had some other legacy pavement issues come up in Ocean View, and Delta asked us to move some more money in there, which We agree, it makes sense. So we have, remember, every time we make a scope change, we come before you so I can explain you why we're doing this. When we're spending the previously approved allocations, you don't see it because you already looked at it. But anything adding or reducing scopes comes before you.
You have a motion?
We have a motion on it. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 FY20 for contract number 19-01 FY19 general labor and equipment in the amount of $370,000 be approved for inclusion of Chapel Branch Sewer District expansion, Inland Bay's regional wastewater facility spray on demand loop, and legacy paving obligations.
Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an FYI on this. Even so, the engineering department would love to. We never get all our scope done. It is a want to achieve versus what's really achievable. So there's always funding left, which gets moved into the other capital projects when we're done. The next one is Ms. Evelyn's here to support me on the proposed Messick Street Lighting District. It's been certainly near and dear to our heart, and we're working closely with First State in trying to move our certain communities forward, providing better services. What we can help out with, it's streetlights, sewer, and or road improvements, or a whole package. So this comes in the heel of the Diamond Acres. Diamond Acres creation and Diamond Acres expansion. This is essentially, and the credit goes to our local organizers. It's not, I show up for the public hearings. I do a lot of this work behind the scenes, but really, we're not involved in gaining the petitions. And really, without the petitions, you wouldn't see it. We draft the petitions. We sometimes mail them to specific parties. We're requested to mail them. But we're not the ones knocking on the doors asking to sign. So that falls on our local organizers, and they're the really ones who get the credit. In this particular one, 46 petitions were received. So that sets the bar. 46% of the district were received. That's a high bar. That's a good bar. We had the public hearing, which you had authorized. So we held that public hearing, and I can say it was well attended, and the documentation of the testimony is very positive. So everybody was really in favor of that. There was actually some talk, again, just like a diamond, to include some of the streets, in this case, the Delta Control Street, in front of the development to include it. But I said, let's just deal with the Messick subdivision for right now, including the entrances. And then if we wanted to go further on the Coverdale side and include some of Coverdale Road, we would bring in at a later time. Because these petitions really cover the interior. Sure. So we're ready to ask you to approve the resolution, which will set the advertisement and the referendum. And once I have the referendum results, then we can establish the district. It's a multi-step process. In the end, I see some streamlining we could do by some minor tweaking of the code. So Mr. Robertson and I probably will be back visiting you and trying to tweak that particular part of the court. But right now, we're ready for a referendum. I'm excited. Ms. Evelyn's excited. So we're ready to roll. And it's in your district, Mr. President.
You have a resolution?
We do have a resolution. You have it before you. And you want to read the short title? You want me to read it?
It's a resolution to establish the date, time, and place of an election to be held to consider the question of establishing the proposed Messick Development Street Lighting District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Aye. Motion carried. Last, sir.
Last one was a pretty involved project. We discussed that with you before when we did the award. You remember, every project you award, you see it during change order and during completion. So this is No change orders on one. This is the one project which the Environmental Services electrical team is doing the implementation. They have done probably 30% of the work already. They're moving fast forward. We have taken possession of all the material. We were able to account for all the different cabinets we want to upgrade. So we did not need any additional material. So Mr. Marvel did an excellent job on the takeoff. Has to be noted. So there's no change order. Everything's here, everything's accounted for, and everything was in good condition. Nothing had to be returned, so we're going for completion.
Okay.
If I may.
You please.
We be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that substantial completion for Project 19-11, Division of Environmental Services Control Cabinet Upgrades, be granted effective July 10, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for filling our agenda in. We appreciate that. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
This is for the Lighthouse View Phase 2B. This is a infrastructure use agreement. The project is located in the Fenwick Island area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This agreement will allow Lighthouse View LLC developers of Lighthouse View Phase 2B to connect 8 additional EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for a catch-up contribution of $12,165. Payment will be required prior to receiving a connection permit for the project, and system connection charges will still be due. The developer has previously executed this agreement, and we are asking for permission from council president to execute as well. There were 8 EDUs already paid for on this site, so they're just paying for 8 additional. There'll be 16 total on it.
Any motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Lighthouse View LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on July 23rd, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a move.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have 3 grants for your consideration. The first one is AIDS Delaware. They're requesting $1,000 for the AIDS Walk Delaware to be held in Rehoboth Beach. There have been no past grants, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson.
I would give $500 for my account.
And I'll participate at the same amount.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,000 to the AIDS Delaware for AIDS Walk Delaware fundraiser and awareness event, being $500 Mr. Hudson's council magic account and $500 Mr. Burton's council magic account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Next.
And next one is Delaware State College Alumni Association is requesting $2,569 to cover the sending of the Delaware State Band to Rehoboth Beach to perform. Last grant received was $2,497 from Mr. Cole and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson.
I will donate $2,569 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $2,569 to the Delaware State College Alumni Association for Delaware State University Marching Band Performance at Rehoboth Beach for Mr. Hudson's Council Magic Account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one is Make-A-Wish Delaware is requesting $1,000 for their Giving Day program. Make-A-Wish plans to grant 6 wishes to children in Sussex County this year. The average cost of a wish is $10,000. There have been no past grants. This would qualify for a countywide youth grant. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I would recommend that we give $1,000 out of the countywide youth grant. Somebody make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Burton. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Rutt.
Mr. President, there are four to be introduced today. The first is in Council District Number 4, Mr. Hudson's, for tax parcel 134-16-382, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for multifamily, which 45 apartment units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Let's introduce it.
Next is in Council District Number 1, Mr. Vincent's Council District, tax parcel 132-12-113, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.474 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Next is in Council District Number 5, Mr. Riley's, tax parcel 533-4-61, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.368 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Riley introduced it.
And lastly, this is in Council District Number 4, Mr. Hudson's, for tax parcel 134-16-382. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduced it.
That was the last, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for collective bargaining, pen litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're not in executive session. For those items down.